Gaundy and Naz Show.
Another day, another podcast.
Everybody.
The producers.
Come on now.
I feel like I'm everybody. You know, I listened back to this on the podcast yesterday.
Is it catchy? Is it working?
It is super catchy.
Yes.
I was listening in the car, finding myself.
And you were doing it?
With myself, but also just going.
Weird. It's so good.
I think podcast listeners.
You're the only one vibing this,
they're on board.
I'm vibing it. I started it.
Maz did start
it. You're both the only ones vibing.
Well, at first I was like, it's a bit silly. But now.
See? That's the story of my life, Gaundy. Starts off a bit silly and then everyone's into it all of a sudden.
It does get stuck in your head.
Hey, on the pod today, we're talking about celebrity conspiracy theories, which is my new favourite thing to talk about.
If you've got one, get in touch.
For sure.
Do we want to start one of our own at some point? Was the talk of that? Ooh, nice.
Yeah, the thing.
I like that.
I love the idea. I love where you're going. This is going on the good idea board, not the bad idea board. But the only problem with starting a conspiracy theory about a celebrity is a term called defamation. And I don't know the legal. Like, if people know that we started the conspiracy and it turns into defamation, that could be really bad for us. So maybe let's park the starting a conspiracy theory about a celebrity idea.
Got my mind going though. I'm trying to think of one.
There's a lot.
Do you believe Tupac's still alive?
Nah, he's
gone.
He's dead.
Elvis.
Elvis is dead. But I know there are rumors that they're like, did you hear the one that Marilyn Manson is actually Paul from the Wonder Years?
I did hear that one. I thought that one was true. I didn't think that was a conspiracy. I thought he actually was that kid from the Wonder Years.
No, I don't think he is. I think because Paul from the Wonder Years was like, I'm not Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, right. I heard Marilyn Manson took some ribs out so he could.
I heard that Prince did that.
Yeah, did they really do that?
I heard that Prince did
that. Is that true?
I don't
Or is that
know.
A conspiracy too?
I don't know.
Would you
I
really do that? Would you take some ribs out so you can do that to yourself?
Well, no one else is doing it. I don't know.
If someone could, Matt would do it. Producer Matt would definitely do it.
I don't need to. Wow.
He would do it. Look at the smile on his face.
The face I gave you, I wish there was a camera on me right now. Because I just went, what?
So you're saying, Gaundy, the type of person that producer Matt is the guy that would like to go down
come on
himself.
You would take some ribs out to do that. Like, you would just.
Can we not?
No,
I
would
really
not.
Okay, all right.
I believe Marilyn Manson's actually been asked about that, by the way.
What about the rib thing or about being Paul from the Wonder Years?
He said, it's not true.
It's not true.
No comment. Keith, you C-word is what he said to the person who asked him.
That's awesome.
He's gone through some stuff at the moment, Marilyn, too, by the way, if you check the news. So
yeah, it's not good stuff.
No more airtime for Marilyn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next. What else? Oh, the Big Brother stitch up. Yes, this is quality.
My God.
Yeah, we had the General Danny on the show, and I thought one last little twist in the Big Brother VIP saga where, Maz, you hook, line, and sinker, my friend.
I fell for this so bad. And you bunch of jerks. You were all in on it.
Yep.
But it was like in stages. It was revealed to me how much deception I was under. And you just, it was a wild ride. It was an exhausting show emotionally for me.
Don't miss the Big Brother VIP stitch-up. Yes.
If you had to say who betrayed you the most out of the group, would you say it was Ash?
Producer Ash? No, it's Gaundy, because I feel like Gaundy and I have had more conversations about Big Brother VIP. Like, you've been lying to me.
No, I hadn't been lying. I'd been telling the truth. The only time I lied to you, it was on air. So I was truthful the entire time.
Yeah. So then by default, Producer Ash deceived me the most. Yeah, bitch.
How dare you, Ash? How dare you?
Anything for ratings, babe. Anything for ratings.
No, it was quality. It was good. Did we all not get a kick out of it?
Don't feel bad. Honestly, it was so funny.
That's why we semi-apologise around here and we don't mean it.
It was worth ending our friendship for, babe. It's fine.
God. I knew Gaundy would
Georgie couldn't keep that lie up by himself. That's the only reason I needed to step in and pretend that I didn't know.
I know.
Thank you. I appreciate
don't feel
that.
Bad. Honestly, don't feel bad. Okay. It's fine.
Enjoy the podcast, guys.
You're dead to me.
Oh, let's take a listen at this moment. Danny in Big Brother. I was convinced that he was going to be top three. I thought he might even take out the win, but last night, unfortunately, he was blindsided.
I know tomorrow, after I've had a few tears tonight, I'll think, you know what? I got outplayed by a 22-year-old and a 21-year-old who just smashed me all over that picture room. And I really didn't see that coming, to be honest. So, yeah, I got blindsided. I think the way it'll play out will be SJ will go, and the top three will be Ari, Christina, and Marley.
The general. Ooh. I thought he was going to win.
Hey, Danny.
How are you? I'm on the light support system at the moment. I can see the white lights, and I can't go there, but I can see my family dogs running around, but I really want to pat them.
Oh, wow.
It's come to that, has it? Man.
I took a bullet to the head.
You did.
Took a bullet to the head.
You really did.
I thought that outwit, outplay, outsmart was the Survivor tagline, but it sounds like that's what Big Brother turned into.
Well, I think that's the new format, which I think it's more interesting and people are still getting their head around it, but it is more of a much more strategic game. No more drinking, no more sex. It's more about gameplay and social skills, which I like.
Mate, I thought early days, I was like, oh, Danny, he's coming on a bit strong. He's a big player. I thought the first opportunity to get you out, they would, but they had opportunities and they didn't do it. Did they keep you in the game longer because they thought they could get you on their team? What was the strategy there from them?
Well, you got to have 20 lines of cocaine before we go into the Big Brother house. That always helps. That's a joke. I don't drink or drug. Did I just say that? Are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
And just to clarify, that was a joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm clean and sober nearly 30 years. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot the question. I was so... say that again. I've only had 13 coffees.
I thought they would have taken you out sooner, but they didn't. They kept you in there for such a big player.
I'll just clear something up, right?
Yeah.
It's not the big that eats the small. It's the fast that'll eat the slow. And all those big, muscly guys that will look at themselves in the mirror and all the women that will put caking on their makeup every day, maybe they could have been walking around talking to people, working on their social game.
Oh, yeah.
They might have lasted a bit longer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Ah, yes.
And is that
very
why
much
you
a
think
social game?
You lasted... Because you did very well. You've done excellent. And do you think that is what your staying power was? Is that social skill and that swagger that you naturally have?
Yeah, I don't have that swagger with women, ask my ex-wives, but I had a little bit of it in there. I think...
They kept me in there for the fun times. I can just feel it.
Wasn't that funny? That was an overlap. You laughed.
Oh, yeah. No, we should have sympathy for you in that situation.
Because you have an ex-wife.
That's right.
Is that why?
Yes.
I had ex-wives.
Several ex-wives.
I'll never date again, but apparently I'm going on math, so that's something to look forward to.
Ooh.
Got the question again.
I forget it too.
Oh, yeah, we've forgotten as well.
Do you feel
robbed that you didn't make the top three or had a chance of winning of how well you played? You called yourself the greatest Big Brother contestant of all time.
Hang on. I said that at the day one and they've ran with that.
Oh, have they?
You said it once.
I loved it. I was like, this is great.
Well, you know what? I gave 110% every day. I was on 24/7. Mm. And, you know, I don't feel robbed because it is a game of twists and turns. Look, I was there for 62 days out of 63 days filming. I've got nothing to whinge about. Mm. And I got taken out by, you know, they outplayed me and I just have to accept it, you know. I think being a bit older, I can look at it a little bit more differently than some of the younger players who are a bit jaded when they were taken out.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I just accept that was the game and, you know, I got lucky. There's a lot of luck involved in Big Brother. And, you know, I was just fortunate enough to be there and enjoy the full experience of what the production, Endemol Shine and Channel 7 put together. It was truly amazing.
And do you just go back to real estate now?
Yes, I do. I go back to my real estate career is over thanks to Big Brother, but I'll probably go back to the unemployment line.
Is it really over because of the show?
I don't think it's over.
Nah, you're stitching us up.
No,
you're
I'm
great.
Right.
You've got, yeah, no, I think you've got lots of things to accomplish out of the house.
Yeah, I'm going to go on Love Island, I think, find a new wife.
Well, here's the question I wanted to ask you, mate. You must be prime for Big Brother VIP, surely.
No, no, but I'm not, because I'm never going to do reality TV again. But I have heard Bondi has some announcements for the listeners. That's what I have heard. Well, some big announcements.
Yeah, we've been campaigning hard to get Gaundy into the Big Brother VIP house, which is the next instalment of Big Brother that we're going to see on our screens. And we've been talking to everybody who's been in this season of Big Brother and getting them to kind of endorse Gaundy, because we all think that he would be such a great contestant in that environment.
Here's the thing, Danny. I've pulled one last little twist here, because behind the scenes, I've been telling everyone that I'm not going in the show.
Yeah.
But I can reveal this morning with you that I am going into the Big Brother VIP house.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
I've been stitching up everyone.
Are you joking?
I've been stitching up everyone in here, Danny. I've been making them think that I'm not going into the Big Brother VIP house all week.
Shut up!
And I wanted to reveal it with you that I am going into the Big Brother VIP house, baby!
Stop it! Yes! Are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, you're not.
Danny, do you have any tips for me? Because I can reveal it now that I'm going. I'm going into the house,
mate. What about the text from Brad?
I set it all up, mate. It's all part of the Big Brother twist. This is the mind games that I play.
You totally got me.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I nearly sent you a message when I found out that you said that you weren't going in the house. And I was like, oh, mate, you gave it such a red hot go. I'm really proud of you for putting yourself out there. But you conniving little, you're going to do very well.
Danny, do you have any tips for me in the Big Brother VIP house?
Just put your flat jacket on and put your helmet on and hang on tight. That's all I can say.
I'm in legit shock. In there.
This is the announcement.
So when
all will be revealed along the way. But Danny, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I wanted you to be a part of it because you are the general. I wanted to reveal. So this is it here.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
It's fine.
Maz is in a bit of shock here because I've been stitching him up behind the scenes.
You've literally been lying to my face for weeks. How long have you known?
About a week.
You.
We need to go to a break. Let's go to a break. We need to do that 50K feeling wheel, 13, 10, 60, if you'd like to play.
I'm not even. Are you for real?
I'm going. This is the moment, mate. This is the moment. Keep listening to the show this morning. More on this to come, but just keep listening over the next hour of the show.
You are the best liar I have ever met.
Just doing a bit of a debrief in the studio here.
I feel like what happens in the Big Brother house when you don't realise you're getting evicted and then you get evicted.
Yeah.
I feel blindsided. I feel like I've been run over by a truck and then reversed back over by the same truck.
Just had Danny from Big Brother on the air with us. He was the general in the Big Brother house, full of twists and turns. And he helped me with a little announcement this morning.
Mate.
Yeah.
So this is 100% happening. You are going into the Big Brother VIP house.
You excited or what?
Mate, did you see me nearly fall off my chair? Like, I can't even process what is happening right now.
I know.
Because it's something that we've been wanting so hard, but then you told me that
this
it wasn't happening.
Is Big Brother, Maz, to the diary room.
What is this?
Maz to the diary room.
Where's
what the hell?
Diary room?
Big Brother can just go at any time.
Is this the diary?
This is the diary room right here.
What is going on?
Big Brother, what is going on?
Oh my
this
God.
This is Big Brother, Maz. Gaundy has been deceiving you again. Earlier in the show, Gaundy and the General Danny revealed that Gaundy would be going into the Big Brother VIP house. However, this is not the case. Gaundy will not be entering the Big Brother VIP house at this stage. That is all.
Wait.
Gotcha, Maz.
Wait. Not- what? Wait, you're not going into the house?
No, I'm not going into the Big Brother.
I literally just said, I'm like, why would Gaundy lie about getting into the house and then reveal that he's not getting into the house? That's so dumb.
Oh, no, I was just like, no.
Now I really don't know what's happening. So the text from Brad was right. You didn't get into the house.
I'm so sorry, Brad.
And then you just decided to tell everyone that you were in
yeah.
and then do a 180 and go, I'm not actually in for now, yeah. whatever that means. If that even is Big Brother.
This is Big Brother. Gaundy. Classic stitch up. You legend.
It was just a way to announce that at this stage.
Wait, so you're not going into the house?
Not going into the Big Brother house. I'm sorry to let you down, guys. At this stage, as Big Brother said,
a dumb surprise.
Yeah, I know, but it was the best way that I could announce it and
I
sort of.
I feel like I've been on a roller coaster. I'm physically ill. I don't understand.
Let's come back with that 50K feeling wheel.
Is that wheel even gonna like?
Who knows?
Be spun today.
What's real and what's not, guys? Who knows when it comes to Big Brother? This is the twists and turns.
I hate you so much right now.
I feel like I need to just semi-apologise or something because I don't want to get everyone's hopes up and then let them down, but it was a fun way to do it,
I feel,
with the Big Brother VIP thing.
You've done a really excellent thing. But, yeah, a bit of an apology because you let everybody on. Mate. It wasn't just me. You weren't just telling me, Gaundy. You're telling everyone who listens to this show that was campaigning for you, that was championing you to get into the Big Brother VIP house.
These are the twists and turns, and your reaction was too priceless. But look, Body Men Therapies has messaged me.
Angela.
Yeah. She said, oh, my God, Gaundy, I was clapping and cheering at the radio, you cheeky bugger. She said, their loss, which is nice.
It is, because that is what the game is of Big Brother. It's twists and turns and a bit of deception. And my goodness, did you get me a good one?
Yeah, worth it.
Well done.
So, look, I semi-apologise to any listeners that got excited on my behalf.
Don't
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. But
don't take it back.
God, it was a fun half an hour of radio seeing your reaction. Let's get into some TikTok news.
But like I'm hungry after all of that. I feel like I've run a marathon or something.
Adrenaline,
I'm exhausted.
High, it was low, just up, down.
Wow.
If you missed it, get the podcast today.
Oh,
it was a bit of fun.
Do that. Okay, what's happening on TikTok?
Well, I think this is a bit of a trend that I've seen. And if it is a trend, it's a bit sad, to be fair.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I've seen a couple of videos this last week or so where they post the latest one is of a kid. And it says, oh, my six-year-old had a birthday party and no one showed up.
Oh, that sucks.
And then they post it and then everyone goes, oh, you know,
so
they get
sorry.
The reactions, and they get the feelings for it. But it's not the first time I've seen that particular video. I saw a 22-year-old girl post the same thing.
Saying no one came to my party.
No one came to my party. And then the video goes off on the reactions
because
people
sad.
Have the sympathy.
That is super sad.
Let's take a listen to this one doing the rounds on TikTok at the moment.
So we're sitting at the park for JJ's birthday party. We got everything ready. His party started half an hour ago. He had literally zero people show up for his birthday. My poor little man.
Why would you post that
for
the poor kid is 6 years old?
First of all.
If it's real.
Bad planning by the mother.
Yeah.
You know on the day of your kid's birthday party who's coming and who's not. And if you've had zero RSVPs, then you should not be hosting the party. You tell little JJ that you're going to go and do something fun and exciting with mummy. That's what you do there.
Doesn't sit right with me, does it?
But
I mean, you post it all over socials.
If it is true, then he's a dud kid. Like, well, do you know what I mean? Like, then all the kids, like, I don't want to go to JJ's party. And then, like, you probably need to manage that. Like, maybe he's just, I don't know, just a crap friend.
I'm right there with you, kid, because I threw a going away party when I lived in Melbourne.
For yourself?
For myself. I thought, we're leaving. Let's do a big going away party. And at the time, I lived in this, it was actually a penthouse apartment overlooking the city.
Amazing.
It was my Wolf of Chapel Street days.
Why would you leave?
Well, life. You get older, you mature, and you move on to bigger and better things.
And you moved down from the penthouse.
Wait, I did. So we got the penthouse suite. We thought this is going to be the best party ever.
That's
we'll throw
epic.
It on a Saturday. And the mistake that I made is I told everyone, look, we're partying all day, so just turn up whenever you want.
Oh,
whenever's good for you, you turn up. So if you've got something on Saturday, turn up. The party's going to be rocking without you anyway. The problem with that, and this is the big thing that I learned for next time, is people just came sporadically throughout the day. And because if you don't have a set time where everyone's there, people rock in and they go, oh,
is this it?
There's no one here. And I'm like, yeah, but if you stay and then the next people turn up, it's going to be a great party. No one stayed long enough for it to be a great party. So, the entire day, I'm convincing people to stay at my sad little party.
So what was the average number of people you had there?
Max, at one stage, we had six. Including me and my housemate, four people.
Oh, dude. Were,
and it was the best outlook. Like, the setting of the party was amazing. So my little tip to you, if you're ever throwing a party, and we've had a few parties here since at our place, set a sharp time.
Start time.
Say 4 o'clock, sharp, on the dot, so everyone's there and it's
a good time.
It does hurt when no one's there and you've told everyone it's a good party.
Oh, my God.
And you get a knock on the door. You're like, I'm so sorry.
Did you go to Gaundy's on the weekend?
No.
I know. There were only two other people there. It was super awkward. And then he was begging us to stay. So weird. He had to BYO too. I mean, what a disaster.
Just talking about it brings up true feelings inside me of that day of sadness.
It's all right,
of like, I'm cooler than this, guys. Look at the apartment I'm in.
I know.
I can buy my friends with whatever I've got. Talking conspiracy theories here this morning.
This is great.
If you've got one, 13, 10, 60.
Celebrity conspiracy theories,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
What is this?
This was meant to be the Twilight Zone, like do 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 do. I think it's the wrong thing, but
getting glow sticks out, guys. Is this too unlimited?
I'm not sure. Yeah, it is. Did they have a song called The Twilight Zone?
You're playing it.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
This is a very different vibe to the vibe that we wanted to create. But I'm fine with it. This is a cool vibe.
It's the upbeat version. So what celebrities do you have, producer Ash? Oh, no, I'll bring that down.
So celebrities that have conspiracy theories about them.
Yeah, so this got brought up yesterday. We're talking about Avril Lavigne. There's this huge conspiracy that she died back in 2003 and she's been replaced by a body double named Melissa. Heaps of people thought this because her appearance was changing.
But her appearance hasn't changed.
If you look at some photos from 2003, 2004, 2005, she does look a little different, and that she changed her hair from like that brown to the blonde.
She dyed her hair and she had a bit of Botox, whatever.
How dare she change her look?
I mean, to think that somebody's face would change over time is
bizarre.
Ridiculous. What a silly thought.
I'm more fascinated by the video we've seen on TikTok that looks like she hasn't changed at all in that amount of time. It's pretty crazy.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories where people think celebrities are vampires and immortal, like Keanu Reeves, for example.
Oh, yes.
Huge one around him being immortal because he hasn't seemed to age at all.
So who have you got today as far as if we're going to dig into some of these conspiracy theories?
Okay, so let's go with Katy Perry.
Yep.
So there's this huge, huge theory on the internet that she is actually JonBenet Ramsey.
I've heard this.
Okay. What?
Yeah. So
explain this to me. How?
I've heard
JonBenet. She was not murdered in 1996. She actually grew up to become Katy Perry. And
so this is the big. So if you've heard of the JonBenet Ramsey story, it's pretty intense. It happened in Boulder, Colorado.
Yep.
And this she was a little beauty pageant girl. She used to go to all the beauty pageants, and she was found dead in her home. But there was a 911 call from the mum that they've analysed to say that maybe she wasn't actually kidnapped, which is what the mum said that.
Yeah,
it's hectic story.
There's a Netflix special on it if you want to see. But they do look similar as kids now that you mention it. And the timing, I'm guessing, is around when Katie would have been a kid if they're saying that.
So that's the thing is the photos and the timing is what this theory is based on.
Right.
Like the facial similarities more so rather than the cold hard facts that.
Well, and
also,
just
the theory, it hasn't been solved.
It's an unsolved case and there was never a suspect. Ever even, it just like that case happened. There was a lot of buzz about it and then it just kind of disappeared. And now it's sort of this like legendary case in the sense that no one ever got.
Okay, is anyone buying into this? Are we believing
people
it?
People believe
this. I'm going to call BS on that particular one.
The parents apparently set up a fake death, sacrificed her to the Illuminati to then become a star.
Now she's Katy Perry. And I love that producer Ash said, get any Katy Perry song, Firework.
Yes.
She really wanted Firework.
Get
Firework.
Hey, that's kind of plausible.
The parents
were like pushy stage parents.
Yeah.
The Illuminati thing I'm not entirely sure about, but.
The Illuminati's always involved in some way.
So much.
Let's go Taylor Swift.
All right. The Illuminati.
What have you got on Taylor Swift?
She's a former satanic leader.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So she's got this doppelganger out there. Pictures began to circulate the internet in the early 2010s comparing her to this chick called Zena LaVey, who is the daughter of the Church of Satan founder.
Oh, this one I believe. Absolutely.
Taylor Swift is that person. Taylor Swift is the daughter of the leader Church of Satan.
Yes.
She's the devil.
Yes,
no,
yes.
She's
There's another theory.
Shake it off.
There's another theory, Maz, on this that says Taylor is a clone constructed from that chick's DNA.
Yep.
So
I believe it.
And they look exactly the same.
Taylor Swift is secretly the daughter of a satanic cult leader.
Everything that came out of Ash's mouth just then makes sense to me. Yes. I believe
how so?
That.
Because she's too
she's
perfect?
Just, yeah.
Because she can't hold down a relationship?
I've met who are we talking about?
Taylor Swift.
I've met Taylor Swift in real life,
what
in
happened?
Person.
Oh, my God. I know why you think she's the devil. Oh, my God.
I'm not happy with Taylor Swift.
Is this the time when she was in a recording studio and you were behind the glass and you thought she was giving you the sex eyes
she
and
was.
Then it turns out that she's actually short-sighted and she couldn't
Let
see
Let me tell
you
the story. You've just done the whole story. Now I can't tell this. That was the whole story right there.
I want to hear your version.
No, so I'm in a booth with the production guy at a radio station. She's in there recording a song and she's looking at me and he goes, mate, she's looking right at you. And I said, yeah, I know. I can see that. And we thought she was checking me out. And then we went in to do the radio interview. And then in the radio interview, she said, oh, I was just in there recording a song. I'm sorry if it's not great. I'm a bit blind. I can only see sort of like right in front of me. And then I've just told everyone that Taylor Swift was checking me out in the studio. And not meant to be.
That's why she's the daughter of Satan.
That's why she's the daughter of Satan. Absolutely. That's why I believe it.
I've got one more.
You got one more.
On Beyonce.
Come on, of course. Isn't she the head of the Illuminati? Though?
No. Beyonce is not actually Solange's sister. She's Solange's mother. Anyone who doesn't know, Beyonce is 39 years old. She's got a younger sister, Solange, who is 34. And the Knowles family covered up Beyonce's early pregnancy by claiming they were sisters. But Beyonce was actually born in 1974, not 1981. And her family faked her birth certificate. So, Beyonce had an early pregnancy when she was a teen.
Well,
is just
this
so
why Solange punched Jay-Z in the elevator that time?
Because that's her mama.
Yeah, it's actually her dad.
Beyonce also checked me out once, guys. I don't know if you want to hear that story. Maybe one for another time. I don't know.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
What do you want?
Free Britney!
When do you want it?
Now!
Live scenes in LA at the moment.
Yeah, Dean McCarthy is all across this story. Hey, Dean.
Good morning, guys. Literally, as we speak right now, Britney Spears is addressing the court. Now, I want to give you guys a bit of an update what's going on. So down at the LA courthouse in Beverly Hills right now, you guys heard before, hundreds of people have lined up, Free Britney chanting. She herself is addressing the courtroom for the first time in a long time. Now, it's actually being the video isn't being broadcast. They're all kind of crowding around a little speaker to hear what she has to say. But here's some of the things that I faintly heard in the background because it's literally happening as we speak. She said she would like to be able to get married and have her own child. She'd like to be able to drive in her boyfriend's car. That's what she said. And she talks about being very upset and having it's a very, very difficult time for her. So what's happening today is she requested an immediate audience with the courtroom. so she could share personally from her own experience what has been happening as she's been under this conservatorship for 13 years. And as you all know, a conservatorship is obviously usually for someone who's in a coma or someone who has dementia, someone who is unable to make decisions for themselves. That's why they get lawyers to come in and make those decisions for them. But in the case of Britney Spears, they put her under this in 2008 when she shaved her head. It was a very difficult time, and she's still under it. And today she's explaining how difficult it has been for her and the unbelievable restraints they've put on her.
So she hasn't had control of her life choices, her finances, or really anything for that amount of time. And I think the point today is she has to try and show the court, show the judge that she is capable and of a sound enough mind to run her own life. I don't know how you do that in a courtroom, but that is what I think her purpose of being there via the World Wide Web
is. It just seems like common sense to me, though. I mean, she's on track, right, Dean? I mean, she's not had any meltdowns or anything. I mean, what's not to give her rights back?
Well, here's the thing, exactly. So we don't know her medical status. That is all very much under lock and key. Her father has made sure that this entire conservatorship has been sealed tight. We don't know a lot of the ins and outs, but you're right, you would think by now. And she said just moments ago, I heard her say that she's been working. So I think her point was, I've been working, and conservatorships are there for a good reason, of course. But in my case, I've been working, I've been out there, I've been doing all of the meetings that they tell her to go to. And so, yeah, she wants her freedom back. The key for today is she wants to get her father removed from the conservatorship as the first thing, because he's controlling. And as she said through her lawyer in a statement last week, that she is scared of him. So these are the first step one is to get her father.
That's a sad situation, isn't it? When you look at the father-daughter relationship, that it's come to this and it all comes down to money and control. It's just sad.
Yeah, it really is.
It's super, I've got a good feeling about it, though, for some reason. I think it's going to be overturned, Dean. Is that? Do you have a good feeling about it as well?
I do have a good feeling about it. I think there's a lot of red tape. I don't think that by the end of the day she's going to be free. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but I believe because this has been pushed back, it's been such an ongoing thing. America loves a lawsuit. They love a legal drama. They love a courtroom. So this could be dragged right out. But the good thing is this, is that we're actually hearing from her for the first time. Just so you know, she's never been allowed to speak about the conservatorship. She said the word conservatorship once in an interview in 2016. They cut that whole bit of the interview out.
Wow.
She's not allowed to speak about it. Today is the first time we've ever heard her really speak about how difficult it is. And as I heard very faintly in the background during her live broadcast, which is happening right now,
Dean,
very hard.
Stop right there. Can we somehow listen in, or can you stop talking to us and listen in and just tell us what's being said? I feel like if this is live right now,
how
can you give us something?
How are you listening to this?
Yeah. So this is how I'm listening, because I'm a total freak. But basically, TMZ are outside the courthouse, and someone outside the courthouse has a speaker, and TMZ's camera is looking at the speaker, and very, very, very faintly in the background, I could hear her voice. So it's not being broadcast on TV, it's not on CNN or anything like that. After she's finished speaking, no doubt there'll be a transcript all over the world in on every single website. So it'll be coming out very soon.
I'm just bringing the music down. Can you hear anything now, Dean? The music's not playing, it's just you, me, and Maz. Can you hear anything right now?
Not right now. No, it's so faint that I was like, I had my eyes squeezed tight, closed, just listening in the background. So, but the transcript will be very soon.
Can you make up a juicy headline for us anyway? Just give us, just say
Britney,
something.
Yep. Three words. Britney wants out. Britney stay tuned. That
Britney's
is what
free.
I would say
she's free. Yes. How good.
Hey, look, we wish.
Okay, well, we wait for that. How long do you reckon she'll speak for the next, will it wrap up soon or what are we, how long?
Few minutes, yeah. Okay. I don't think it'll be for too much longer. Probably in the next 15-20 minutes.
All right. I'm on TMZ right now, and they're putting up quotes from what she has said.
Oh, good.
They're
perfect.
Turning it around pretty quickly, okay. So yeah, we can keep on top of that.
Dean, thanks for the update, man. We appreciate that. Yeah, look, I mean, she should just she needs to jump onto her Instagram and delete some of those strange dancing videos. I don't know if they help her
cause.
There's
a lot of twirling
at all.
yes. But look, if you are kind of locked in your house and unable to make decisions for your life, what else would you do except for flick your hair around and do a couple of booty drops?
Dean McCarthy joining us live there this morning. Next.
Hey, I don't want to sound, this is going to sound creepy, but I don't mean it in a creepy way, but last night I was thinking about you and your wife, Jamie, in bed. Ooh, Jamie.
Yeah, you were.
That's Don't it. Make it like that. Because it's not like that, dude. And it's not. It's just because I know that you and Jamie were sleeping in zero gravity last night first time. And yep. I was like, I wonder what that feels like.
An adjustable bed. I'll be honest, there was a whole lot of this.
Bed goes up, bed goes down, bed goes up, bed goes down, bed goes up, bed goes down, bed goes up, bed goes down.
Absolutely.
So you had it delivered to your house yesterday.
Yeah, so they rock up and the guys carted it up the stairs. Thank you so much to the fellas that dropped it off yesterday, the adjustable bed. And as soon as they set it up, there's a button that you can just push on the remote that says zero gravity and the bed just goes
into this like perfect position.
And what it's meant to do is it raises your feet up so you get circulation from your feet. You know when you've got issues with your legs or your feet, you put your feet up somewhere?
Yeah, sure.
So if you sleep like that, the circulation is amazing.
Awesome.
If you go up the other end and you sort of put your chest up, the digestion is great at night.
Oh.
It opens up your airways so you stop snoring. And we put it to the test last night.
And?
Well, they do say...
That's not a glowing review so far.
No, they do say the first couple of nights you're adjusting to it because you're adjusting to the adjustable bed. But you've slept flat for so long, you know, for 35 years.
It would feel weird.
It feels weird to be in a weird position. So
yeah, sure.
But I did it last night and I've got to say, not as bad as I thought it was going to be to adjust. So I actually quite liked it.
So you slept in the zero gravity position all night?
The entire night.
Whoa.
Yes, I stuck with it. I did.
And do you know if you were snoring as hardcore as you normally do? Because usually when you snore, it sounds like something you'd hear on a safari.
That one you'd have to ask Jamie, my wife, because I don't really...
debriefed with her yet.
Well, she did message me this morning, but this is our topic of conversation at the moment, how we went on our adjustable beds.
It's great. Hey,
she said, oh, look, I normally wake up aching, but my back feels way better this morning.
Oh,
she's healed.
Good.
Jamie's healed of all her ailments.
Hey, that's great.
From the bed. I will say this.
Yes.
Looking at it... it doesn't look sexy.
So do they cart it up as two different bits? Because it's essentially two single beds that they've just put together.
That's right, two king singles. So it's basically Jamie and I sleeping next to each other on two separate beds. But and when you do the adjustment, when you do the zero gravity and then you look at it, it does look like you've walked into a senior citizen's bedroom because there's the beds are, once they go up, they're quite high. So they're like right up here taking up most of the bedroom.
Oh,
but practicality's sexy these days, Maz. That's the thing. Yeah, if you're practical.
Didn't get that memo.
If you're sensible, if you look after yourself, it's sexy.
Okay. I'll let you believe that. But a good night's sleep, good bit of shut eye.
Yeah, I probably won't do it tonight, but it was good for.
What
no,
you
I
mean?
Will. I'll stick
you
with
have
it.
To.
I'll stick with it.
Gundy and Mazza's podcast is the complete package. Brand new Mazda BT50. It's the only ute that's the complete package.